The bill passed its first hurdle Thursday in a House Education Committee meeting with a vote of 8-6. Republican Representative Kara Berkland is sponsoring the bill. During the committee meeting, she said the purpose of her bill is to preserve a woman's space in sports earned through the civil rights movement.
Today we face the future where those hard-fought gains for equality are cast aside. A future where women are left as spectators in their own sports. Across America, there are stories of individuals who identified as male at birth competing against our female athletes. These individuals who identified as male at birth are breaking records that no female will be able to reach.
Michael Curtis is an attorney with the Legislative Research and General Counsel. Speaking during the meeting, he said he wanted to provide constitutional analysis on the bill without bias. He said he couldn't give a definite prediction, but it's possible, if not probable, that a court would find the bill unconstitutional.
So a plaintiff could argue that the bill treats transgender students differently than other similarly situated students, and there's been discussion about physical and biological differences and similarities, even transgender male students differently from transgender female students, without sufficiently significant basis for the disparate treatment based on sex. And that's the question, is whether there is a sufficiently significant basis for that treatment.
There were a number of female athletes who spoke out in favor of the bill. However, there were far more people who spoke out against the bill during public comment. Jennifer Plum is a pediatrician who spoke out during the meeting. She says youth suicides in Utah are driven by adolescents feeling like they don't belong.
We hear that there is not one transgender athlete playing right now in our state schools. I'll tell you what we have had. Between 2017 and 2019, we had 414 young Utahns kill themselves. We need to think about what we're doing here when we put bills in place that already take a vulnerable population and say they don't matter.
A similar bill was passed in the Idaho legislature last year, but was overturned by a federal ruling. Berkland's bill now heads to the House floor for discussion. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.